We are here with the man of the hour, DeMarcus Ware, back in the building. How's it feel to be back, man?
Really good, man. When I first came here and seeing the guys, how much welcoming you get back, it feels really good. And I'm ready to go and, you know, holler at them a little bit and catch up.
You look great. You look like you could still play. I know this was the time for you, but why was this the right time for you to hang it up?
I think it's the right time for me because in my mind, I say, you know, you can play a good one or two more years, but what is that going to do, you know, for you? And especially, like, I was talking to the guys about their now time. You know, my now time probably wasn't going to last the whole season because, you know, in football, injuries come. And as you go in your latter part of your career, you know, you don't heal as fast. So my body started feeling really good. And, you know, I got a little 6 and 9 year old. So that's what became more important.
They're going to keep you busy, huh?
Yes, they are. Yes, they are.
When you went out to practice today, you had a chance to talk with Coach Vance Joseph. What kind of coach do you get the sense that he will be for this organization?
I think one of those coaches that, you know, keep the morale of the guys up the whole season, because you know it goes up and down depending on how the season goes, but holding the guys accountable. You can see him going to the offensive line, the defensive line, the linebackers, the wide receivers, you name it, all the positions, and holding everybody accountable of the little intricate things to be great. And that's where it starts at now in the offseason.
When you saw Vaughn and Shane doing the drills, did you get like nostalgic just seeing them kind of go through things?
Yeah,
with Coach Puckett?
Yeah, some of those drills, you know, we go through them in the offseason, and you see how good they've, you know, become and how good they do the drills now. And they're maturing so well. You can see how, from when I first came here all the way to now, how big of a leader Vaughn is, how much of a even more improved player Shaq and Shane they become. So I'm just proud of that and seeing that. I wanted to get out there and do a couple of drills with them, but I'll save that for later.
When you look at this team now, you were such a big leadership presence on this team. Who steps up and fills that role now? Because there's a lot of veteran guys on this team.
Yeah, there's a lot of veteran guys on this team. You got, you know, Tlaib, you got TJ, you got, you know, Chris Harris. You can go down the line. You got Vaughn, you got Shane that's really stepping up. You got Trevor, you got guys on the offensive line like Leary, and, you know, you got, it's just a whole array of guys, and I just think that it's going to take a whole group. And usually not just one guy. Mm-hmm. It's a whole group of guys coming together for a better good.
When you look at the schedule this season, the Cowboys are going to play the Broncos. I know that's going to be a game that you're going to have circled in your schedule. When you see those two teams going together, does it kind of bring back old memories from both teams?
Yeah, because I remember the old Bronco-Cowboy days. It always goes down to the wire. We came here, and when Brandon Marshall was playing here, they ended up winning at the end of the game. So it's one of those type of pinnacle games when, you know, you got – I feel like both of those teams are America's teams, and they're coming together, and it's going to be one of those colossal games.
You got a game ball right here. You got a nice framed jersey from the guys. What did it mean to see that 94 in a frame?
It just, to me, is there was a legacy left. It touched a lot of guys, and it's a gift that keeps on giving. And that's what I tell the guys. I teach because I know, you know, the guys are going to improve, and when I'm not there, they're going to teach the other guys, and so it keeps going. And now to come back and, you know, get a game ball, you know, you have your jersey and just to see the guys, it just feels really good and it brings back old memories.
What's next for you? You know, you've got those two kids at home. You're gonna be very busy. But what's the next step for you? What do you see down the line in your future?
For me, I really like broadcasting, getting into broadcasting and whatever I feel like really just comes my way. I love business, doing business things. So. Just see where it goes.
Talk Now, very popular segment. Are you going to keep on doing that, do you think?
I don't know for sure. It just depends on how things go. And the kids right now are taking up so much freaking time. So it just depends on if they let me. The kids have ownership right now.
Well, if you want to do broadcasting for us, you have a place in that chair anytime you want it, all right? We really appreciate you taking some time.
Thank you.